Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But is it possible that Bobby Wood Jr. can continue to just get better? Remember, he, as we looked it up, what, not till next June or July will he turn 25 years old? So thinking that there's improvement for Bobby is not crazy, even though the numbers, you'd be like, what do you mean improve? The guy is, any other year would win MVP. He's going to finish second only because Aaron Judge was playing baseball this season. So I get it. But I think a lot of people saw the image of Bobby Wood Jr., on the edge of the dugout, watching the celebration, and it reminded them, as Vern pointed out with the caller on his postgame show, it reminded some people of Mahomes coming up just short against Tom Brady in the Patriots in his kind of first run through the postseason, and that motivated him and led him, of course, to the run that he is currently on, and that's the optimistic way of pointing out. The difference, of course, is that baseball, one player cannot just win you a World Series. Patrick Mahomes can win you a Super Bowl or two or three, you know, and hell, even during this run, the defense has helped him win a Super Bowl or two. So saying that like Bobby Wood Jr. can just go scorched earth and take this team to the World Series, I don't know if one player can do that. That's why we just saw what happened. You know, when you don't have the complimentary pieces around you, and if you're off for just a second, it can cost you a series.
It can. And yeah, those, especially when you're the team that has a payroll a third of the size as the other team, they can certainly cover those problems. It's so weird to me that the teams that they're number one, number two, number four. Oh, shocker. The Guardians, of course, the annoyance that is teams like that always seem to combat that. And the Royals won a World Series combating that once. But when you are up against that, it becomes a much bigger challenge in order to combat it. And so the thing is I actually think Vern's right, though. I think that clip and then Gold, you talking to him in postgame, we're all standing around. I was listening to Bobby while you guys were shooting video because we were still waiting on Vinny Pasquantino and some other guys to talk. When you're sitting around and you see that and you know that he is the hardest working dude in the league, too, in addition to it, he's got that mindset that is, I will work as hard as humanly possible in order to make this thing work. I'm pretty sure he's getting ready to go old school Mahomes scorched earth on the league next year, and that the numbers will reflect that. Not just the numbers, the play, the winning, all the things that you'd expect from the, I will drag every single person on this entire roster if I have to across the finish line of winning games, getting numbers. It just feels like that's, like after the losing, the sad part of the losing soaks in for a minute, instead he's going to get pissed. Because the sad part, that's the normal, but then a couple days later you're going to be like, now I'm mad. And I'm going to do anything to improve the little parts of my game.
Don't
We've
doubt
already seen
that.
Massive jumps from him.
I don't doubt that, and I'm sure that will be his off-season motivation after he takes a week or so off to relax, and then he gets right back at it before we know it. That's how this thing goes. For athletes at that level, that caliber, I don't doubt any of that. I'm just saying that I don't know in baseball
if it works that way.
Yeah, like no, for That's him, fair. Him individually, sure. Does it? I mean, I would argue this year he willed them to victories. I would argue, you know, what I mean, like,
yeah, that's fair.
Where's the improvement? I would, you know, right, you know, we're hearing from Q and
more
JJ
homers,
today,
but
that'll be the thing. Like, where does he think he can improve? Is it more walks? The stolen base numbers were down, even though they were still ridiculous, but like down from what people thought they would be, you know,
higher efficiency, I would say, you know, in the stolen bases.
Yeah.
I don't need more
stolen
bases. I need less caught stealing,
you know, and the home run numbers were a little bit off of what people thought, but also he had more doubles and triples, I believe, than he had the year before. So what's the balance with him? But I don't doubt his motivation based off of this year. I think that's absolutely an image that will stick with him the rest of his career.
I think when we talk starting in like February, when they head up to camp, that'll be the number one thing. Be like, how did you take in this offseason? He's like, I got mad. I went down and I started working out more, hitting the cage more, working on the small parts of my game, because he already walked significantly more this year than he did the year before. And his swing and miss was down and all these other things, right? I go back to the first year when he was in the majors, and I would say he was a below average defensive shortstop, to the point that we used to have JJ Piccolo on the show, Gold, and we would ask the questions that were like, hey, does a permanent move to third make sense, or should it be something else, or where should he land? And now, none of us, you know how stupid you would be if you try to come on the show right now and be like, hey, should Bobby play short, or should we just like move him to a different position? Like, are you kidding me? He should just play short, obviously. Right. He might win a gold glove there this year. Probably should win a gold glove there this year. No, I don't think that's crazy. I did look it up. He finished third in Major League Baseball in extra base hits. Shohei Ohtani finished with the most at 99. Aaron Judge finished with the second 99. So many. Aaron Judge finished with the second most with 95, and Bobby Witt Jr. finished with the third most with 88 extra base hits. So it's not like just because the home run totals aren't quite as high doesn't mean he's not getting into it. And the other part you forget about, and this is always like the counting stats that you care about in baseball that don't matter, and the MVP stuff that I think should matter more, is when races are close and two guys are having tremendous seasons, everything should matter. The number of home runs should matter, sure, but so should stolen bases and defensive efficiency. And the fact that Aaron Judge's offensive numbers came with 22 double plays and Bobby Witt only grounded into four. The fact that he helps his offense in doing those things should matter sometimes. His fielder's choice is not the same as Aaron Judge's fielder's choice. When races are close, I think it should all matter. But I just think that there's even more. There's just another level. I'd just be stunned if there isn't another level of his game, which is an absurd thing to say about a guy who just went 30-30 for a second straight season, won the American League batting title, and might very well win the Gold Glove.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when we're talking about this offseason, Camp Bobby or something, and I'll just have everybody come down and hit with him in Texas or something. Well, we got Camp Pat. Let's have Camp Bobby going as well.
I'll just tell you right now, if Kansas City just happens to draft a different generational superstar in their sport, in which they've done, I would request that he works out with Bobby Stroop. I don't know why that's
a requirement now.
I just got to say, if you're a generational athlete and you live in this city, that's your trainer. Good news for you. That's your only trainer.
Did you see in the Texas, the Red River rivalry game, Texas and Oklahoma ended up being a blowout, but Quinn Ewers, of course, was coming back, the starting quarterback of Texas, was coming back from an injury. And during the broadcast, they mentioned that Texas was talking, basically like they reached out to Bobby, I believe that, if I heard the story right, they reached out to Bobby Stroop to find out like, hey, what can he do to, I believe that's what I heard during the broadcast. So he's the best, man. He's the best. Why not? I mean, when it works for Patrick Mahomes, why not for Quinn Ewers? Why not for Bobby Wood Jr.? Why not for what's the Raiola kid up in Nebraska?
Yeah, that he also works out with him.
Of course he does.
I'm sure he works out with tons of professional athletes, and probably even more so now that Bobby Wood Jr. and Patrick Mahomes are his clients. I'm just saying, if you're a generational athlete in this city, that's it. That's the guy. That's who you work out with.
Are you saying we can have three at one? We have two. We only have two pro teams. The chances of them having, I mean, I guess you could argue they already have had that. I mean, Travis Kelce's a generational athlete as well. Yeah. Chris Jones, you could argue, is that kind of player. But I hear what you're saying.
It's going to be a 15-year-old that they signed for Sporting. And like,
there
hey, you
go. There you go. That's what it, yeah.
He's
yeah,
just essentially the Messi of the MLS.
Perfect. Casey Curran. Yeah, whoever.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Casey Curran might have that, actually.
Yeah, they actually have a couple of incredibly talented players.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.